podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
And I am recording.
And so am I.
Now I am.
Yay! So, happy days are here again.
Noah's awfully queer again.
Let's sink this motherfucker up again.
I don't know how to finish that verse.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together.
Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off,
then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast,
motherfuckers!
Episode 121.
Yeah, we're saying goodbye to the sun.
Where's the sun going?
It's going south.
Goodbye, moon!
Alright, well, I'm Tim. The T in Tancast.
What? Did you say goodbye to the sun, Tim?
No.
Are you going to?
No.
All right.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm in the Noah in Tancast, and goodbye, son.
You're the Noah in Tancast. All right.
I don't like goodbyes. I like to say, see you next time, son.
Yes. See you next spring.
All right. I also like to move the microphone so it's not touching my cheek.
All right.
Don't let it touch your cheek.
My butt cheek.
All good times. Good times.
Tim, you're so gay.
All right, now that we've bored the listeners, why don't we have some tan laughs?
Everyone loves a good joke, so we tell jokes on the show each week. We love to tell jokes. You send them to us, fucktards at tancast.com. Send something there you think will amuse us. Telling jokes gets you laid at the party. If you don't believe me, well, that is just fine. Stick around for these jokes anyway, because it's tan laugh time.
Here we go!
And bore them further.
Don't awesome. Do that laugh again.
All right. So this one is from Melanie from over a year ago.
All right.
Tim likes to hold on to these things.
Haven't been getting a lot of new tan laughs in. What's black and white and has wheels?
Tim's mom.
A zebra. And I lied about the wheels.
Oh, you fucker.
All right. Well,
you lied.
That's uncalled.
How could you lie to me, Tim?
It's Tim.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Pigeons. Shall I go next?
That's a joke that never gets old.
Sure. Switch it up. These are sent in by Jonathan. First one is, what? Not really. Well, yeah, whatever. It's not true that married men live longer than single men. It only seems longer. And on to the next one. Wife, let's go out and have some fun tonight. Husband, okay, but if you get home before I do, leave the hallway light on. All right. Andy,
wait,
all
what?
Yours. Sorry. Wife... Let's go out and have fun tonight. Husband, okay, but if you get home before me, leave the light on.
Ah, all right. Seemed like you were in a race with yourself to finish that joke.
I was!
I'm going to talk before you finish talking. No, but I'm you! Ah!
Gotta finish the joke fast! This punchline has an expiration date.
So, to outdo Tim, this one is from Tony a year and a half ago, and we may have already used it, but I'm going to do it anyways.
We probably did, you piece of shit.
A blonde and a redhead are sitting in a bar having a drink. A man walks in carrying a huge bouquet of roses and starts walking towards their table, smiling broadly. Isn't that your husband? The blonde asks. Wow, you're so lucky. Not really, says the redhead. It just means I'm going to be lying on my back with my legs spread in the air all night. Why? Asks the blonde. Don't you own any vases?
But up, up.
Have you made that one before?
Well, Tony said it only to me, but I think it's one that we've done before. I don't care. It's a year and a half old. I dusted it off. And then I polished it gently. And then I presented it to you.
Jonathan sent us one. Wait, what? Yeah, Jonathan sent us one that we'd done already. So, I didn't want Jonathan. He just sent it on the 13th. So, just wanted to acknowledge that Jonathan sent in a joke, but unfortunately we're not going to read it because we already read it.
But Andy may forget That's about it. It and read it at a later date. Maybe yep. A year and a half from now.
Andy may remember and still read it at a later date.
Andy has problems. That's what we're telling you.
He's got 99 problems, and the bitch ate one.
Oh, man. I had tweeted something to that effect, and somebody that I know is like, dude, you quit your job? I was like, no. That's what to say if I hate a job and I'm quitting.
What?
Okay, it's funnier inside my head.
I'm totally lost too, Tim.
I had tweeted that the next time, note to future self, the next time I want to quit a job I hate that I need to include in my resignation letter, I got 99 problems, but being a bitch ain't one.
Okay, you left out that part.
Yep.
Which was kind
of
key.
I just assumed you guys were right inside my head for the rest of that conversation.
Just assumed we were following your Twitter page like it was fucking...
Like the fucking Holy Quran.
Yep.
There we go. Thank you.
Oh, shit. Now rednecks are going to try to burn my Twitter page.
Well, someone's got to do it.
Twitter's doing it one feature at a time, man. I lost all my mentions.
You did?
Yeah, like from October 12th or something like that back, there's only one person worth of mentions. And they had only done, like, they'd mentioned me a bunch of times back in April, in May, or like April, March, February, whatever. So it's like, when I go and click on the little at mentions thing in Twitter, it goes back to about a week ago, and then nothing except for some really, really old-ass ones, all from the same person. It's lovely.
Twitter purges like some tweets, right, after a certain amount or time frame?
This was every mention, like, mentions of me from earlier in the month.
I'm not saying there wasn't a bug. I was just a separate thing.
I don't think Twitter purges tweets.
For some reason, I thought people used to mention that they only keep it for, like, a certain amount of time, and then they're gone forever.
They only let you search for a certain amount of time, but I think they're still in there.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what they were talking about, the searching part.
Yeah. It's just, you know, Twitter finds new and exciting ways to fail sometimes.
Don't we all? Don't we all?
Oh, yes, I do.
Mm, and Microsoft finds new and exciting ways to fail, too.
What do they do now?
It's like, there are lots of good games for the Xbox, and conceptually, the Xbox has got some pretty decent hardware. But it's like they do so many things that are like they do industry-standard stuff, but then change it in some way to like try to lock you into their own shit, but their own shit is crap. So it's like the Red Rings of Death on the Xbox 360s. The fact that the communication between the wireless remotes and the box itself is Bluetooth, but like some sort of like special encrypted Bluetooth, and sometimes my controller just loses sync to my box. It's not like I'm far away from the box or anything. It's just the controller goes, oh, I forgot who I was talking to.
My penis says that sometimes too.
Your penis says that?
It loses syncs with the box.
Yeah, yeah, they can be problematic.
So I have to resync.
I have that problem too. I call that problem my 20s. My penis lost all sync with the box in my 20s. The little headset thing for talking to people on Xbox Live. I was like, oh, I got Borderlands. I'm gonna play this with my brother. I got to get a headset. Went out, bought a headset, brought it back. My brother's talking to me. He's like, hey, it shows a little icon by you saying that you can do voice chat, but I'm not hearing you. I'm talking back to him. He's like, I'm still not hearing you. Are you sure you're not on mute? Twisting the little dial to turn the volume up and down. I'm flipping the little mute switch up and down. I'm like, I'm not sure which one's orange and which one's green. I'm assuming green is good to talk, but let's try orange too. Flicking that back and forth. He could hear it when I was flicking back and forth on the mute. So obviously there was something being picked up, and it wasn't like I was muted in the system. And I'd also checked all the settings. None of the settings were supposed to be muted. But I literally took the headset off and punched the microphone against my hand as hard as I could to make the biggest noise I could, like I was clapping with my hands, with the microphone right in the middle. No pickup whatsoever. So it's like, oh, $20, and apparently nobody even tested the microphone before they stuck this in the box and shipped it out to the store. So this morning I drove back to the store. I'm like, yep, this one's fucked. Send it back. Got another one. I'm pretty sure when we get done with Tancast, I'm going to plug that one in and find out the microphone doesn't work. I just have a feeling.
I never had any problems with my microphone. So
yeah, but you said he didn't either, but it seems like just a ton of peripherals that I get. And the fact that the DVD drive, when it spins up, it sounds like there's fucking gravel inside my Xbox.
Maybe there is gravel.
Maybe.
Maybe your kid's been doing something.
No, I actually keep a fence so my kid can't touch any of the expensive shit by the TV.
Is it electrified? Because that would be sweet.
No, but as he gets bigger, I think we're going to have to do that. He's starting to get strong. He's starting to be able to grab those fences and move them around.
He's like, fuck this fence. Yep. Fuck your couch, nigga. That's what he says. rub his little feet on it.
Fuck your couch.
How is Timmy?
I'm good. For some reason, Finding Nemo is trending on Twitter.
Maybe somebody finally found Nemo.
I was watching the clip of something, and they had like a quick shot of like a clownfish rubbing its little body in the sea anemone. I was like, they really do that. Finding Nemo, you're so educational.
Rick actually asked to borrow my Pixar film collection, and I said, you can have Toy Story, Cars, Finding Nemo, but I'm never going to give you up.
That was a long way to go for a joke.
That's not mine. It's one of the tweets that's trending Finding Nemo.
Okay. Rick, it's amazing that Rick actually just never dies. Like, it just keeps popping back up. Oh, I was gone. Nope, I'm back, bitches.
You're never going to give me up.
I can't remember how he did it, but Kevin Smith pulled that joke on his co-host for Hollywood Babylon.
What?
Kevin Smith, he was with his host on Hollywood Babylon, and he goes, you know what? I never. And
I actually knew how he did it. I was gonna try and get you to end there, and I was gonna go never, and then I'd wait for somebody to go never what?
Oh, you little tricky guy.
Yeah, but you didn't fucking fall for it, and I didn't want to hear you explain it because I already fucking knew. Like, oh, he's gonna give this half-assed explanation.
God damn it, John! Jump inside my head and do the other half of this bit with me. Fuck!
I enjoy that show, that Hollywood Babylon. That's right up there with Tell 'em Steve Dave for me now. Two big podcasts I look forward to every week.
Yeah, you know, Kevin Smith is a lot less whiny on that show.
Yeah, and a whole lot less whiny on Tell 'em Steve Dave because he's hardly ever there.
I think maybe he knows he can get away with it with Scott, and that's why he does it.
Well, he interrupts Scott a lot more. Like, Scott's in the middle of talking, like, me.
Yeah, that guy doesn't really take a shit. He's just like, oh, you know what? I'm here too. I'm a host. What the fuck you want?
How dare you, sir? He says that a lot.
Hey, no, are you mixing paint?
Yep. Paint all over the place.
Oh, no. It was me.
What the hell?
There had been something I was checking to see if it was going to be worth talking about. I'd opened it in a background tab. I hadn't realized it was one of those sites that just randomly makes noise for no good reason. So all of a sudden, and Noah was talking, so Noah was the only one where I saw the bars going, and it was the sound like a paint mixer at a great distance. And one of those automated ones, it's like, brrr. You know, it really looks like the type of thing that Noah's mom's got to strap on every couple of nights because, you know, just like getting kind of numb down there.
Say what?
You are ashamed. See, mom likes the super turbo-powered electric dildo machines that they sell at the paint store.
Oh, but who doesn't
really sell
really?
It? She's got to steal it.
Who doesn't? Sorry.
Yes.
So, me and Tim saw a movie together.
We did.
And what movie was that?
It was Red.
It was the movie where we got to eat Skittles.
Yay.
It was very excited about eating Skittles.
Noah's like, we're going to stop at a store beforehand and grab some snacks. And I was like, I said to Danielle, Noah's going to stop at a store beforehand to grab some snacks. We should do that. And then later on in the night, she's like, yeah, we can get some Skittles. And I was like, we can get Skittles. Like, I don't know why. Like, I was more excited then about the Skittles than the movie.
You know what, Tim? You're an adult. You can get Skittles anytime your little heart desires.
I know, but I don't.
Do you like to just, you know, hold back, withhold from yourself?
Exactly.
And the movie was good.
It was Red. I don't know if I talked over it.
Yeah, it was Red. With Bruce Willis. Helen Mirrenum, is that her name?
Mirren.
Brian Cox. Morgan Freeman. John Malkovich.
Dick Dreyfuss. Gonna need to get a bigger cast.
Oh, the guy from Nip Tuck, who I don't remember his actual name, but the guy who played Christian Troy on Nip Tuck, he's in there.
And it was also Doctor Doom in those shitty Fantastic Four movies.
That too. Yeah, good action. Very funny. A little bit over top, but that was okay.
What? Over the top, my fanny.
Really? You thought it was just real realistic violence there?
Yeah. You could totally kick somebody through a coffee table like that.
I often do.
Oh, did you say the guy from Star Trek? I can't remember his name.
Oh, Keith Urban. Yeah. Carl Urban, not Keith Urban. Keith Urban is a country singer.
See, I would have said the guy from Lord of the Rings. Or from the second
Riddick movie. Because you remember those movies fondly.
Was he in one of the Pitch Blacks, too?
Yes, he was in the second one.
I'm sure.
So Carl Urban was in Lord of the Rings and Star Trek?
Yes, he was Bones.
Of course, and Tim knew who Burner. He was in Star Trek, really.
Yeah, dickhole.
He was trying to set up for
fucking
a joke.
Fucking shit. He was Bones, dying of fire.
Suck my balls in a fire.
No, what?
I said, suck my balls in a fire. You heard me.
That would be very counterproductive.
Oh, wow. He's going to be Judge Dredd.
Yes, I knew that too. But I forgot.
Fucking, he's going to have all. He's going to be just fucking working nerd conventions for the rest of his life. It's like, I never need to act again. I'll just keep cashing these paychecks. Yep, here's a crazy story from the set. Where's the money?
Show me the money, bitches.
What was it like working on Star Trek? It was awesome. Can I have my check?
Oh, wait, he wasn't Faramir. He was Éomer. Yeah, I got to go back and watch all those movies again. Well,
here's
there's
an autograph,
a whole weekend.
$20. He's sitting pretty.
So, yeah, I would recommend seeing Red.
As would I.
Excellent. I think next weekend, next Saturday, my wife and I are going to get a sitter, and we're going to go see Red and Jackass.
Ooh, I want to see Jackass, too. That, my wife is not interested in, though. My wife was interested in Red.
Oh, crazy. Mine either.
She actually enjoyed it. And she, at one point, she leaned over. She's like, I like her. Talking about Hell and Mirren.
It's like a mirror, but with an N. Mirren.
Mirren. She liked her character. So there you go.
I almost said a spoiler, but then I just kept it to myself.
Thank you. And I think they should make another movie that takes place in that world.
Do we know anything about the graphic novel that it's based on? Does it have any sequels or anything?
I do not, but you know what I do have?
The internet?
That's right.
Huzzah.
We all have the internet, actually.
I should hope so, otherwise we're communicating with magic.
Well, I do it with magic. Oh, man.
What's wrong, baby?
That email that Chelsea sent us, linking to the burger melt where it's two grilled cheese sandwiches with a burger in the middle.
Yes, that looks delicious.
I would withhold judgment on whether I thought it was delicious till I found out what kind of cheese it was. Because if it's like crappy, like processed American cheese, no. But if it's like a good sharp cheddar,
all right,
yeah, I might do that.
So it looks like it's just a 3-issue comic book miniseries.
Oh, and I was also seconds away from getting a KFC Double Down this week to try it out.
You've never had it?
Never had it. I've resisted it.
I think the sandwich is better. Like, where they took away the two pieces of chicken that's between and just put that in a sandwich. I mean, the one piece of chicken.
Oh, where they made it. Oh, shit, what do they call it? Like, the Double Delicious or something like
that?
Yeah,
I think that's much better.
Double-licious, that's
opinion.
What it is.
Tim, you've had both, right?
I have.
What do you? Which side do you side on?
Yeah, I like this. I like the one with bread better. Yellow bread better.
It's something's not right about, like, eating something like that and there's no bread. It's just meat. I don't know. That's just too much for me.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a hand food.
But, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to touch it.
Yeah, it was actually, yeah, very greasy, too. Ugh, that was kind of gross.
Yeah, well, the thing that stopped me from getting it, they didn't have any other potato wedges. I was like, yeah, like this or this or this. They're like, oh, we don't have that.
Really? You don't were have there? And then you just said, fuck it?
You don't have potato wedges. I was in the drive through.
Ah,
you don't have potato
else,
wedges.
My friend.
That's nope, even worse. Now you're trapped in the drive-thru.
No. No, we don't have potato wedges. Oh, well then, cancel that order. And I pulled out of the drive-thru and went somewhere else.
You're a strange man.
Yep.
I've done that.
I don't know. I guess I figure I'm already there. The pit, like the fries or whatever the side order is not usually why I'm going there. It's just a little something extra.
Honestly, I was there for the potato wedges. I was for the potato wedges, figuring out what else I was going to get. It went, I'll try that as a sandwich.
Fair enough.
Said it had a hankering for those potato wedges.
I will cancel a whole order if one thing isn't there.
You will call someone, what did we tell them to die to fire? What was that?
I will say that I wish that they were dead.
Yes.
These people got to learn, Noah.
But, you know, even if there isn't already a written part, like, I think they could do something good with it. Like I don't know how much is the script and how much is the director. And does the director ever, like, just say that's not going to work? Or is the script and that's what they're going to go by?
I think the director goes off script not fairly often, but that's not uncommon.
I don't know, but...
For the director to make changes to the script?
Yeah, it almost seems like the script is sort of the...
Penis?
Yeah, the penis. The script's sort of the penis, and the director is sort of the fluffer, if you will.
Yep, that's what I was thinking.
Yep. No, I was going to say it's like the script is sort of like the pencil artist on a comic book, and the director's the inker. So he's got the ability to kind of go outside those lines and change shapes and whatnot, while the structure's already there and been done by somebody else. I don't know. I suck at similes today.
I listened to a comic book podcast, and this one guy seems to think the director doesn't have much to do with the movie at all. Like, you know, it doesn't really matter who directs it. I'm like, really? Is that what you think?
The director's the guy who's hiring, like, the, well, typically, guy who's deciding who he's going to be working with in terms of, like, lighting engineers, director of photography, He's the one who will be dealing with the actors and telling them, no, I want you to do it more like this. He's choosing all the shots. Well, I guess he and the DP will collaborate on those. But
just watch a couple movies by certain directors, it's like you can see who's good and who's not. And it's like it's not coincidence that these directors are consistently making good movies. And then
it's not just that director lucked out and had all of the choice scripts handed to him.
Total coincidence.
Is that how it works, Tim?
Yep, just luck of the draw. You're making a movie, you're like, come on, Seven. Get it? Because there's a movie called Seven.
There is a movie called Seven. And he's a good director.
And it was a good movie. Man, I don't know what it was. It's one of those, I can't remember what the thing is. Where like, you think of something, and then, like, you just hear it, like, 1,000 more times because it's, like, right in the front of your head. But over the last 2 weeks, I just keep hearing people doing the hey, what's in the box? What's in the box?
Interesting.
You know what's odd? I've heard a lot of, since you mentioned it, Tim, Bertlebees. Is that what you said, the musical guy?
What?
When you came over for dinner, you mentioned some music, like this guy who does a lot of musicals.
Bugsby Berkeley?
Yes. I heard his name multiple times after that, like while listening to podcasts. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I fucking stumped the room when I said it. That was like, oh, like a Bugsby Berkeley musical? Like, crickets. Like, even Andy's wife. Noah's wife, who was into, old movies, looks at me blankly. My wife, we'd just been on the ride at Disney World where we were, you go buy a Bugsby Berkeley musical and they pointed out nothing. Noah didn't expect much. So, got what I expected.
That's a good way to live life. Don't expect much from that Noah guy over there. It's the same thing. I was like, fuck, I hear about this guy all the time. But I think it's one of those things, like, now that you know about it, it's like, you when you hear
you
it.
You tune in, you.
Yeah, it registers. Like, I'm sure if Tim had mentioned anything, I would just glaze right over it. Whatever. Who the fuck is that guy?
And why would I care?
I wonder how someone should do, like, a Dick in the Box, What's in the Box mashup. Has someone done that?
I don't know.
I think that would be good. It's my dick in the box. What's in the box? It's my dick.
It's my dick. That amused me.
We saw some previews in front of Red. One was called, Ride Hard or something. It was like a new Nicolas Cage movie.
Oh, Jesus. That looks stupid.
But you said you kind of wanted to see it. You said you're kind of in between me and your wife.
It still looks stupid. It was funny. Because end of the preview, like, Nicolas Cage escapes from hell to try and exact vengeance for, or no, save the baby of the daughter who was murdered. Something like that. Anyway, and then the devil's right-hand man is trying to get him back. It looks like contrived gay. And, of course, fucking Nick Cage has fake-looking hair. Just stop it. Look at Bruce Willis. He's bald. He's admitted it. He's let it happen. Embrace it.
Enough Bruce with your Willis fucking... is badass, though.
Yes. He's also got a good head for bald.
This is true.
With your stupid, jet black Chinese noodles stapled to your head.
I actually liked Nick Cage's fake hair in Kick-Ass. I thought that was pretty good.
I never saw Kick-Ass. But anyway, so the preview ends, and Noah's sitting to my right, Danelle's sitting to my left, and they both turn to me. And at the same time, Danelle goes, that looks completely stupid. And Noah goes, I want to see that.
To be fair, I said I kind of want to see that.
No, he said, I want to see that. I'm going to buy a ticket this afternoon. I'm going to start a fan website. Funnier to me than to you guys.
Oh, no, I'm laughing. But I also, I think I just found a Dick in the Box, What's in the Box mashup.
At last.
God, I love the internet.
My life is complete. Excuse me.
Let's turn that audio down so I can still hear you guys talking.
I had McDonald's for breakfast.
Ooh, what'd you have?
What I always get now, the McSkillet burrito.
Uh-huh.
I love that fucking thing.
Wait, what do you always get?
The McSkillet burrito. Doesn't sound good to you?
Oh, I was thinking McGriddle. I was like, you make that into a burrito?
No. It doesn't have any of that sweet.
McGriddle burrito?
Horrible.
It basically has the sausage patties they have on the sandwiches, has some salsa, has some cheese, has some potatoes... Has some, I think, onions and bell peppers. And a burrito. Deliciousness.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Oh, it's wonderful.
I had donuts and yogurt for breakfast.
That's an interesting combination.
Yeah?
Did you break up
I've
the donut,
had
put
brushed
yogurt.
My teeth for breakfast.
Brush your teeth?
That's all I did.
Aren't you hungry, little man?
More than a little.
You should eat some.
I gotta entertain dozens of people. I've got a responsibility.
I can't be eating breakfast.
Can't be shirking it. Or jerking it.
Oh, you can jerk it.
Or derp a derp derping it.
Or that.
You could jerk it like it's never been jerked before.
And no, I didn't like pour the yogurt on top of the donuts or anything.
Ah, what kind of donut?
A Krispy Kreme donut with raspberry filling.
I do not like Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, me either. Oh, especially with filling. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Do you not like donuts with filling at all, Tim?
No.
Really?
Okay.
I don't typically like donuts without filling.
No wonder you're fat. You have no standards for what you put in your fucking head.
I don't mind donuts with filling, but yeah, Krispy Kreme donuts are just shitty donuts to me. I never understood why people like them so much.
Like, yeah, people are fucking...
They don't have that cakiness I like in donuts.
Yeah, honestly, I got the Krispy Kreme because the...
I was going to try
the
backpedal.
Grocery store near me gets them delivered there. The closest Dunkin' Donuts was significantly further away.
Dunkin' Donuts had some breakfast sandwiches I would like to try.
I don't think I've ever tried any of their breakfast sandwiches.
I
the
saw
little ones
commercial.
On the, muffins, right?
I think so. I saw a commercial, even though there's no Dunkin' Donuts here anymore on the West Coast, I don't think.
Hmm.
Like, I think they're all gone. I could be wrong.
Well, you are often wrong, so.
This is true. What can I say? Boo-boo.
This dick in the box, what's in the box mashup?
Yeah.
Sucks asshole.
Yeah, I got right to the part where it began to suck and was like, oh, well, don't need to spend any more time on that.
Well, I paused it while I was listening to you guys and I was like, all right, I'm going to try again. And yeah, stop it. All right, we're done.
Oh, well.
Oh,
CJ,
yeah,
CJ, can you make a good dick in the box, what's in the box mashup? You got skills, my friend.
Has CJ been making video mashups?
No, but he does other shit. Writes creative stories.
Just gonna call on him to do shit he doesn't already do?
I think that boy is talented. I think he can step up. So I'm gonna throw it out there.
All right. It's thrown.
I figure if there's gonna be a Dunkin' Donuts anywhere in California, there's gotta be one in Los Angeles.
But I don't understand.
Yeah, there's all sorts of donut shops in Los Angeles.
There are zero Dunkin' Donuts in Los Angeles.
Really?
According to DunkinDonuts.com.
Oh, man, I'm thinking of Winchell's.
Probably.
Or Yum Yum Donuts.
Oh, I got a Yum Yum Donut right here in my pants.
There's a couple other 24-hour donut places, along with the, you know, just the oddball donut places that are just like a one-off mom and pop. But there are tons of fucking donut shops in L.A. Yes!
Is that good or bad? You like that? You approve?
Yes, I like that.
Wow. There are no Dunkin' Donuts stores anywhere in the state of California, and a notice on the company's website states that franchises are not being offered in that state. No explanation is given why.
But there used to be Dunkin' Donuts here, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, it says only 75 franchisees exist west of the Mississippi, mostly in Arizona, Nevada, and Texas.
Because, yeah, we saw a Dunkin' Donuts commercial, and I'm trying to remember if it was actually on TV or if it was on, maybe it was on, like, a show we were watching on the web. But I'm pretty sure it was on TV. Yeah, I find odd. It's like, why would you fucking advertise in California where you do have none franchises? Hmm. Tim, me and you.
Huh.
Let's go into business. Dunkin' Donuts.
They're
but
not
they're
offering,
not offering
franchises.
We'll convince them.
You know what you can do? You can do a different donut shop with a very similar name. Just call it Dunkin' Donuts.
We'll call
and
it.
Spell out donuts with D-O-U-G-H.
And our sign will be like a little Play-Doh guy with... nuts of dough. I don't know.
Speaking of nuts of dough, well, speaking of nuts, I guess, I laughed my ass off when I got in Borderlands to the point where you meet Nine Toes, and it says in parentheses under his name, and he actually has three balls. It's like random.
It's a fun game. Yeah. It's got a good sense of humor.
Yeah, I like that Claptrap just, like, drives around, like, sticking his little disc drive out like it's his penis and making little spanky motions in the air.
He will say all sorts of shit if you watch him long enough. I'm dancing.
Yeah.
I'm dancing.
Yeah. All right, I'm just going to go hang out over here. All right. You do that, you crazy little one-wheel robot. I was so tempted to shoot him, though, as soon as he started talking. I got that he was kind of funny and kind of weird and whatever, but it was just he was the first moving thing I saw on screen, and I really wanted to kill something.
Well, it's okay. You can shoot the NPCs because they won't die.
Oh, okay. That's good.
You can shoot them all day long, and they will just stand there and look at you.
Oh, I got really sad. Well, not really sad. Not, you know, I wasn't like wailing, but just a little sad. Apparently, Microsoft fucked up, and like they'd meant to give out. I think it was just the first section or the first episode or whatever of Fable 2 for free, but they screwed it up. So the link that went to that actually let people download the whole game for free.
And you missed out on it.
Yeah. Yeah, my brother told me about it yesterday morning, and I guess Microsoft had already...
Where was this? Was this on Xbox?
Yeah, it was on Live.com or XboxLive.com or whatever.
Oh, that's like, I wouldn't... Well, I don't know. I probably never would have played it. I downloaded the demo for... Part of the demo for the second one. I still haven't finished playing that one.
Yeah, no, it was the second one.
Oh, okay. Well, I downloaded a few episodes of that at one time. I think you could still get them, or maybe not. You could download, like, they were doing it episodically... Mm-hmm. So you could download, like, I don't know, first two parts of it. But the second one's been out for a while, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the third one's about to come out.
Okay.
Yeah, my brother was laughing. He's like, yeah, the third one's coming out soon, and it's supposed to fix the things that were supposed to be fixed in the second one from the first one. That's a really long way to phrase it, but very accurate.
I enjoyed the first one.
I did, too, but, like the combat... Well, I mean, it's kind of the same problem that Infamous has, and I still like Infamous. But, like, the combat gets kind of repetitive, and, you know, there's a lot of, like, run over here. All right, now grab that. Now run back. All right, now you spend a lot of time running.
Yeah, I mean, I think all games do that. Like, go here, go there, go over there. I mean, Borderlands does that.
Yeah, but at least so far, you know, I'm not that far into the game, but at least so far, it's not like, go there. It's going to take you an hour. It's like, go there. It's right around the corner. All right, I'll go there.
With the DLC, well, especially with General Knox, there is no... like, jump points. Like, I don't know, you probably haven't gotten that part, but later on in the game...
Yeah, where the same things that will restore your soul if you die.
Yeah, exactly.
That you can log into one of those and teleport immediately to somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. There are none of those in General Knox, so there's a lot of driving. And it's semi-tedious. Like, I'm like, I would just like to jump there, because now I've gone back and forth multiple times, now I just want to jump to that part I need to go do. But
I
such as
fight my way there anymore.
Oh, sorry, Chelsea. I'm not even listening to what they're saying. I'm busy looking up information on Dunkin' Donuts. I can't derail this conversation.
But I did.
I got really pissed off yesterday, though, because there's a certain enemy that just kicked my ass immediately. Like, I was like, all right, yeah, I can take you on. Pumped a bunch of rounds of the shotgun into him, and I was like, fuck, am I missing? Nope, the thing's just got a ton of armor and laughed off the shelves. The problem was is that when I died, when they tore me up, I had been backpedaling back towards the main town. So the next time I spawned in the main town, I walked outside the town, the things turned around and saw me and ran towards me and killed me right outside the gate of the town. The next time I spawned inside the town, the things were standing outside the gate, turned around, saw me, and ran into the town. The next probably dozen times I spawned in, they were standing right on top of me as soon as I spawned back.
That never happened to me, but I imagine that would suck.
It did. I think I had, because it costs money every time you respawn.
Yeah.
I had like $2,000 or $2,500 or something like that. I had $300 by the time I managed to get away from them.
Who are you fighting?
It was the adult skags. I was like level two.
Yeah, later on, money doesn't become much of an issue just because you'll pick up every weapon that everyone ever drops and you just sell it if you don't want it. And you'll be all right.
I'll tell you, when you don't have enough money to buy some grenades, kind of sucks.
I didn't really use grenades that much.
Well, I was trying to get grenades because I needed something that would hopefully do a little bit of damage to adult skags in case I ran across any of them again.
Go punch them.
Yeah, I did that. They laughed at me. I punched them right in the open mouth, which is where they're supposed to be unarmored. They laughed at me.
You suck.
Well, I guess not laughed at me so much as headbutted me and then clawed me to death. But then I was dead and sad. Then I was alive again, then dead again.
It was a vicious cycle.
Yep. Yeah, finally I was like, wait, okay, if I don't spawn in and like do my best to try to fight the thing, which is what I kept doing, what if I just spawn in and then run directly away from where I know it is, and I just keep running?
Run away!
Yep. Yeah, so I just held down the little button that makes the guy sprint. I was like, fuck, I don't care if there's anything in front of me, I will run through other things trying to kill me to get away from this thing behind me.
It's a good plan. Don't you agree, Tim?
Huh?
Tim absolutely agrees.
Sure.
Tim has never agreed with anything more in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Tim doesn't care.
Alrighty.
There is no explanation on the internet as to why they're not in California.
Yeah, Wikipedia specifically says that their website does not say reason why.
Obviously, there's nothing on their website. I'm trying to find out something anywhere else on the internet as to why they are not here. And the closest thing is on some Facebook page, they had said they're hoping to make it out here at some point. I swear they've already been here and now they've left.
Maybe it's a conspiracy, Tim.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were.
They're fucking with our heads, man.
Because I had Dunkin' Donuts as a kid.
Fucking with our heads, man.
And I only ever lived in California.
You can get their coffee in the store. You know, like you can buy, you know,
yeah,
coffee grounds or coffee beans. Not a brand favorited by my wife, just to let you know.
Okay.
She's not like the Dunkin' Donuts brand of coffee.
That is correct.
It's a very interesting.
Well, especially now that she's with Spawn, you know.
Are you not? Caffeine's right. Not good for the baby.
Correct.
Yep, correct.
I know a little something about something.
You can still get caffeine-free coffee. Yeah.
Yeah,
decaffeinated, that's the word they use.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know.
Well, I just meant, you know, Andy was like, you can't drink it now. It's like, well, they still make it decaffeinated, asshole.
Which I don't, I guess I just don't like coffee that much. Like, to me, the whole point of coffee is like, hey, get some caffeine in this shit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why, and there's people at work that'll just fill up on it, like, decaf.
Yeah, that seems weird to me. It's like, why drink non-alcoholic beer? It's like, you know what I would really love is something bitter with no payoff.
That's Tancast.
That's true.
Every time
something bitter with no payoff.
There's a guy at work who prefers to pee in the little midget urinal.
Really?
Yeah,
Wait, is he like 3 feet tall?
No, I would say he's 5'10". I will see him go in, I'll be right behind him, and he will go to that little short stall. I'm like, really? Like, you prefer that stall? You are, the only
Makes
one.
His penis look huge.
Makes his penis feel taller. Dude, why do you pee in that one? Because I don't like to dip my cock tip in the bowl. Well,
ew.
Kudos to you, sir.
Cock tip in the bowl.
All right, Noah's singing. That means we still got him.
Cock tip in the bowl. I rototilled my yard yesterday.
And how did that work out for you?
It was awesome. Good workout.
Yes.
Because that thing will tend to try to get away from you.
Yep.
But now it is done. And now we will plant our clover seeds.
Rutabagas. Oh.
What?
Huh?
Oh, you're replacing lawn with clover?
Yeah. What are you talking about, Vegas, Tim?
I said rutabagas.
Oh, ooh. Rutabagas.
Speaking of Vegas, I got a dirty look about that last night.
Rur?
Why'd you get a dirty look about Vegas?
What's our plan for Vegas?
I don't know. We should get on it.
That's why I got a dirty look.
Well, I was like, well, can you look at the prices? Because you're good at finding good prices. And then that's the last I heard.
Oh, you wanted me to look and then get back to you?
Yeah.
That was all on me, huh?
Well, Stephanie was looking at it, and she's like, it's going to cost $800. I'm like, I'm pretty sure Tim could do much better than that. But if you want me to do part of it, I can do part of it.
$800?
I figure you go there a lot, you would know the deals. You would know the specials.
I mean, I use the same fucking shitty websites you do.
You're good at it, sir.
Oh, shit. What is the name of that one? Fuck, there's one that, it grabs from all the different websites. TravelZoo.
Fair enough.
Oh.
Listen, Tankass, while we plan our Vegas trip.
All right. Well, that sucks. I'm not going to use that.
Speaking of getting a dirty look last night, my wife was listening to an old Tancast last night while she was changing my son, and then I got a dirty look.
What'd you do?
When I was relating the story to you guys about the argument that we'd had about the polygamy and everything, I'd kind of spiced it up a little for the Tancast, and in doing so, sort of been an asshole, kind of without meaning to, made my wife sound like she was weak-willed and easily led.
Are those her words, not yours?
No, those are my words.
Okay.
Yeah, she got pissed off. She's like, yeah, you were kind of a shithead the way that you related that conversation that we had. She's like, that's not quite how the conversation went. I was like, I know, I was, you know, it's Tancast. I was doing a Tancast story. I was sort of making it shorter and, you know, switching some things around, whatever. Trust me,
no,
shorter.
No, I don't.
Okay, well then, suck my balls in the fire.
I'll tell you, I don't trust that you made it any shorter.
Suck my balls in the fire.
No.
No, if I'm going to suck your balls, it's going to be cool. Right. I have the AC on.
Maybe on a beach.
Okay.
With a nice breeze.
Good enough. I accept your terms.
Now just find a lovely beach for us to do some ball sucking.
So anyways, then she played back the audio for me, and I listened to it, you know, seeing as I have ears. And, I was an asshole. So, sorry about that, honey.
And watch, she'll never listen to this one.
Nope. She's probably done listening to Zancast.
She'll never listen to hear your apology.
Yeah.
Most people with standards.
Yep. She's like, you know what? Fuck that show. I was the only wife that listens. Now I'm done. Done. I'm out.
D-U-N. Done.
You silly little Negro. Oh!
PP.
I have a recipe.
Excellent.
Oh, shit.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Kitchen. Kitchen.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Don't beat your meat on the grill. We're trying to make some delicious food. We don't need you fucking up our meal. Now we'll give you a recipe that you can use at home. Cooking can be fun if you always remember. Do not stroke your bone. Don't masturbate in the kitchen.
I don't know where this came from. If it's like something my mother-in-law used to make, but my wife made it for me. It was delicious. Let me just find the recipe here. I think I'll forward it for you. It's like in a Word document, Tim. So I'll just forward it to you. It's called tamale pie. Tamale casserole. You probably will not like it, Tim, but I think it's delicious because it has cornbread on the top.
You're losing me.
But basically, it is, we use turkey, ground turkey. Cook that up with some spices and put some onions in there and some corn and some bell pepper. Put that on the bottom of the casserole. Then she mixed up cornbread mix. Put that on top. Sprinkle some cheese. Actually, she baked it first. Then sprinkled some cheese on top. And it was fucking delicious. I had it for lunch all week last week. Yeah, so ground turkey, onion, bell peppers, diced tomatoes. Oh, yeah. Tomato paste, chili powder, cumin, red pepper, salt to taste. Shredded cheese. What are you laughing about, Tim?
Something you just said.
Salt to taste?
Could have been.
Cumin?
It's already fallen out of my head, whatever I laughed at.
Was it cumin? Because it looks like it's spelled cumin. That makes me laugh.
No, that wasn't it.
I forwarded it to you, Tim.
I didn't see the way it was spelled when he said it.
So yeah, I had that for lunch all last week. It was delicious. And I get to go to the Cheesecake Factory today. Oh, and I went to a restaurant last night. This is like supposed to be like a, you know, fancy little place. It's called Bijou. I think it's supposed to like be French cuisine. I will never go there again. Not that experience was bad. It's just like, so they have this little thing called potato medallions. The description sounds good. It's got like, you know, some sour cream. They have a fancy name for it. It's got cheese. It's got bacon. Costs $8. They said it was a small plate, but I'm like, all right, well, that's fine. I get it. I get 4 slices of potato. Little tiny slices of potato. And that was it for $8.
Wow.
Yeah, that would suck.
I was like, really? And the drinks were kind of expensive.
I don't believe it.
I'm like, really? Fucking, that's not even a whole potato. For $8, I didn't even get a whole fucking potato.
We used to spend $8 to get a little bag of potatoes, and then we'd stick them into a gun and shoot them, because potatoes are cheap.
The drinks were all right, but again, the drinks were pricey as well.
Maybe the sour cream came from, like, really snobby cows.
Moo.
Quiet.
Don't associate with that riffraff over there, Bessie.
Driving by a bunch of, a bunch of cattle farm, dairy farms, whatever. Moo! Moo! Get to the next one. Uh-huh. There's nothing more stereotypically French than uh-huh.
What about ménage à trois, right? That's French.
Deux, trois?
Yes. Ménage à trois.
Ménage à trois. Yeah, that's...
That's very stereotypical, right? French are always ménage à trois and up.
Yep. French always fucking threes. That's how you can tell.
Oh, excuse me.
Bless you, sir.
I might be getting sick. I don't know.
I thought I was coming down with something yesterday. Turns out it was just allergies. Popped a Claritin, instantly better.
It might be allergies. I can't tell. But,
well, you
contrast,
did just rototill your lawn yesterday.
Yeah, that could be it. Although, I think I've been sneezing before that, so... Mm. Might be something that's just been lingering. Although today, to contrast the expensive place that doesn't give much food, I'm going to Cheesecake Factory, which is, you know, I guess, see, people say it's on the more expensive end, but you get a lot of fucking food for what you pay for.
Yeah. Yeah, I always assume whenever I get at Cheesecake Factory, I'm going to eat half of it max.
I may eat
unless I get like a lunch plate. If I get a dinner size plate, yeah, half. And I'm a big, hungry, fat fucking dude.
So I'm excited about that, because I love me some Cheesecake Factory.
Mm-hmm.
You would.
I had me some Cheesecake Factory a week and a half ago.
Did you have some cheesecake?
Then I... Oh, yeah.
It's funny, most of the time, I don't have cheesecake when I go there.
Oh, I do it to go.
Yeah, I don't even do it to go. I'm just like, I have my food, I'm good.
I get the Dutch apple stuff. Take that home. Mm, delicious.
They had a red velvet cheesecake last time I went there. And that was pretty delicious.
Yeah, my wife had that when we were there. Well, she took it to go, too, but yeah.
Tim, you got
I didn't know that the waitress in the Big Bang Theory worked at the Cheesecake Factory until
recently.
She
does. Which I find it odd that they call it out by name, but other than that, you wouldn't know that she works at the Cheesecake Factory.
Hmm.
Like, I don't understand, like, why they would call it out by name and not...
Because they paid for product placement, but not very much.
Maybe. Like, even the decor of the place that they sit in that's supposed to be the Cheesecake Factory looks nothing like the Cheesecake Factory.
Which is very distinctive.
Yes. Which is probably why Tim didn't realize it until recently.
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
and
man.
And, like, I'm pretty sure I know what their uniforms look like, and I don't think that's it.
I think their
uniforms are
pretty
basic. My wife and I were
watching
The Good Guys.
Liar.
And there was a whole scene a couple episodes ago where it was just like, KFC spent a lot of money on that scene.
KFC's like, been advertising a lot. They advertise in Community, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Anyways, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, it was just the typical exactly what you'd expect, where it's like, you know, the main character, they just work it into the plot, like, just really, really hack writing to, like, kind of shoehorn it into the plot, where there's, like, some guy that he needs to distract, and the guy's eating it, so he goes in and is like, hey, tell me about your lunch. And the guy, like, tells him what it's named and, like, kind of describes it for him and whatever. Then the lead character goes and, like, steals a big bite of it. It's like, that is good. And the main character is sort of a weirdo and sort of a douche. So it's the sort of thing that you might expect him to do, but, like, they just spend so much time, like, describing how the food tastes and everything. It's like, yep, right up in your face with it.
A Community did it kind of subtly. They wanted to one-up the other local college, so they wanted to have a space simulator, so they found a used one that KFC had built a long time ago, and so most episodes based around they were stuck in this space simulator that was made by KFC, and then at one point, when the character comes in, goes, he says something, and he mentions this KFC sandwich he's eating, and goes, this is good, and then they cut on to something else. It's kind of amusing.
Yo Mama was kind of amusing, bugger!
As long as we're talking about TV... I'm really close to releasing No Ordinary Family back into the wild.
That's what Noah said.
Me and Tim were talking about the same thing. Because they use their powers for gay shit.
Not only that, I mean, I could see where if you were trying to be a little, like, realistic or naturalistic, where, like, a family gets, like, crazy powers, where it might not be that they instantly form a
fucking
crazy crime-fighting squad. It might be that they don't know what
powers.
To do with it.
I don't want to see realistic. I want to see some ass-kicking.
It, for me, it's the fucking writing. Like, the dialogue, it's crap. Crap dialogue. Like, it is like ABC after-school special-level shit coming out of these people's mouths. Like, the characters, like, just kind of don't care about what's happening to them. Because they just sort of, like... It seems like the characters go from happy to sad, and it's just to further the plot. Or they do stupid shit, like the son, like, going crazy with fucking learning Hebrew and, like, every aspect of Jewish religion and culture
impress... That's the gay shit that he does with his power. I was like, he's the smartest guy in the world, and he uses his power to learn Jew. That's what I told Tim.
That made me laugh.
Yeah, but then, like, the way that he does it, it's like, there's all this pathos to everything. It's like, they kind of imply that it took him an evening to learn that. It should be like, well, no harm, no foul. I can speak Hebrew, so yeah, at least I got that going for me. But like the fact that he did that based on the fact that his sister, looking obviously nervous, tells him, you're not her type because she only dates Jewish guys.
Well, not only that, but later in that episode, the dad lies to the daughter that he knows can fucking read mine.
Yep.
Just fess up, fucker.
Like, oh, did you forget? Because you've only been talking about it the entire episode.
And then I just want them to fucking all team up and form like a super group. And fucking kick ass, and they're not doing it.
They're not even
fucking
kicking ass individually.
No, not really.
It's like, look, I can run real fast. I better steal some shit.
I better steal my blood and switch it. Like, it's like there's too much setup going on.
Yeah. God, yeah, they're how many fucking episodes in, and they're still doing this shit? It's like, we get it. We fucking get it. He's strong. She's fast. She can read minds. And I don't know. He reads a lot. Whatever.
And they're setting up some sort of confrontation with her boss, who is apparently some sort of evil. I don't care. It just seems lame.
Yeah. Well, if we didn't get these powers from the water, where do we get it? From your creepy evil boss.
I think I'll give it one more episode. If it doesn't grab me, it's gone.
I'll tell you what did grab me with only one episode, and you guys have probably been watching it for a while, and probably telling me to watch it, Modern Family.
I don't know if I told you to watch it, but it's good.
I did.
Fuck yeah, it is.
I did. I told him.
It was, well, you know what? You need to watch fucking Big Bang Theory then, sir.
Yeah, I've been waiting for it to, for TiVo to start, or not TiVo, Netflix to start streaming it.
Why don't you just watch it on the goddamn television?
Because I want to,
that's what it's there.
I want to start off.
I didn't start at the beginning. Just fucking watch it. Watch it and love it. Oh, last episode was funny as shit.
Which episode was that?
The one where the guy was getting back with his ex-girlfriend, who was a waitress at the Cheesecake Factory. Not the main guy, but the...
Oh, sorry. I thought you were still talking about Modern Family.
Oh, no. The one that got me on Modern Family was the one where the mom was trapped in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he had forgotten to secure the thing to the wall.
Oh, they'd had an earthquake. That's how she got trapped. Somehow the house settled and the door got stuck. The part that made me laugh, I was like, that's it. We're recording this show forever. The kid puts a tray under the door and goes, I got you something to drink. It's soda. I don't have any straws. You have to lick it up like cats.
that kid, Tim, just to let you in on the joke, is a moron.
Yeah.
Right. I was able to piece that together.
Yeah.
I figured. The dad's kind of a moron, too. And the fucking wife is hot. Well, actually, both wives are hot.
when he was playing golf with the kid while they were skipping church, and like, you're playing awful fast and loose with my soul.
Oh, Manny's excellent. Manny's like a 35-year-old philosopher stuck in a little kid body.
Well, that's probably because someone who's writing him is 35.
Well, yeah. But the kid delivers it like, every week. It's never that sort of like annoying, too cutesy little kid shit that shows can sometimes get into. It always seems like he's really got the weight of the world on his shoulders, and like really like thinking deeper thoughts than anybody else in the entire show.
Yeah, deeper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then I look at his mom and I think deep thoughts.
With the pudding.
Oh, yes, his mom is a hot lady. She was on that show, Knights
of Prosperity.
Yes.
With Donald Loge, who's now in Terriers, which I'm also watching.
Who's now in what?
Terriers on FX.
Duh, haven't seen it.
It's good. It's surprisingly good.
What is it about?
Donald Loge is a former cop.
And which one's Donald Loge? Was he like kind of like the main character?
He was the main guy from it. He was also in Blade.
Okay. Okay.
He was sort of like the shit talking buddy of the main guy of Deacon Frost.
Yeah, yeah. I know who he is now.
Yeah, yeah. So see, he's like a recovering alcoholic ex-cop. So, like, he's been clean and sober for a couple of years, but sort of, like, lost his job, lost his marriage kind of thing. Still in love with his ex-wife. Just sort of working odd jobs with an ex-con that he like, caught the guy. It comes out later. It's not a big reveal when it happens, so it's not a huge spoiler. But it's like he caught the dude.
What? God damn it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
That's right, kids. It's another Noah Audacity fail. While we have this time together, let's play a game that's sweeping the internet.
What the fuck did Noah just say?
Let's play a clip from earlier in the show.
She's not like the Dunkin' Donuts brand of coffee.
That is correct.
That's a very interesting.
All right. Did you get it? Let's play his last part one more time.
That's a very interesting.
Let's try it in slow motion.
That's a very interesting.
Okay, kids. What the fuck did Noah just say? I have no goddamn idea. And now, back to the show.
All right, I'm recording again.
All right, and we're back.
Yeah, so he's like befriended this guy who was kind of an ex-con. He caught the guy when the guy was like committing a crime, but sort of like, you know, let him go. Managed to get this guy to turn his life straight. And they both sort of just kind of fall ass backwards into being private detectives. And they're both, like, it always seems like they're both really in over their head, but both characters are, like, really clever and really devious, so, like, they keep pulling their asses out of the fire in some, like, strangely odd ways. Like, it always seems like they're one step ahead of the guys that should be several steps ahead of them. They have, like, way more resources and whatever. But just, like, the back and forth between the two guys is really clever, and the characters themselves are fairly interesting. You know, nobody seems to be, like, a one-note joke or anything like that. And I say joke, but it's more drama, not comedy. Like it's a drama with funny spots in it. Oh, and the ex-con guy, did either of you guys watch True Blood?
No way, Jose! Nope.
Okay. Well, for anyone who watched True Blood, the guy who played Renee in the first season is the ex-con guy. And it's really weird to not hear him talking with a Creole accent.
Weird.
Yeah, in True Blood, he was like the only guy with a good accent. Everyone else, like, we mocked everyone else's accents the entire season. Except for that, like, we thought that dude, that they'd actually found a Creole actor. And we found out it wasn't, and we were very impressed by him. It's like, kudos, sir. I bet you got a huge dick on you, don't you? Wait, what? Anyone else watching any of the other shows we haven't talked about?
Well, we didn't talk about that Big Bang Theory that I started to say was really funny. did you watch the latest one, Noah?
Yes, I did.
So, this dude, not the main dude, but, like, with the, I think Noah calls him, like, an unfortunate-looking dude.
Oh, Sheldon? Not Sheldon.
No.
Yeltsevitz, something Jewish.
Yeah, yeah, the Jewish guy. He's, we're sort of inside his head as he's about to start masturbating. And some chick from Battlestar Galactica shows up, and it's the actual chick.
Buck Rogers.
And she's like, what?
I think we saw the very end of that show.
What's that girl's name that was played by a guy in the original?
Her character's nickname is Starbuck. Actress's name is Katie Sackhoff.
She's hot.
Yes. So she's in the bed with him, and she's like, why am I wearing my Battlestar Galactica jumpsuit in bed? And he goes, well, why are you in bed with me? If we start to question this, the logic all falls apart. And then he gets interrupted, and then he looks back, and now it's his ex-girlfriend who he just saw and, you know, wants to get back with, and now she's on the other side, and he's like, he just saw, and so she's like, I'm here because you want to get back with me, and then the Battlestar Galactica chick appears again and goes, clearly, that's true, because based on past experience, we'd be done by now. And then he goes, wait, I'm confused, and all of a sudden, George Takei shows up in the bedroom and goes, oh, can I help?
That was pretty funny.
I saw the last, like, I don't know, 30 seconds or so of that episode. It's the dude in a car, and it's Katie Sackhoff and George Takei in the back seat.
Yes.
For no reason that I can tell. Like, there is Guardian Angels or some shit like that.
All right, go for the move. No, a lady likes to be wooed slowly. And then the girl goes, how would you know? That made me laugh.
And he goes, I read.
Good times. Good fucking show.
Oh, that dude has one of the greatest voices in television.
Oh, my.
Oh, and then right out, did either of you watch Shit My Dad Says?
No.
Yeah, that's why I got the last 30 seconds of it, because my wife's like, oh, let's give Shit My Dad Says a try. That came right back off the TiVo.
Really? I don't think it's that bad. It's no Big Bang Theory, I'll grant you that. But they were doing karaoke, and William Shatner comes up there, and whatever the song was, he didn't want to sing it. And she's like, well, we have Rocket Man. He goes, not tonight. That made me laugh.
Yeah, I had to explain that to my wife, why that was funny.
Well, then it probably wasn't funny.
Yeah.
Even after the explanation.
Yep.
Probably. You see, in the 70s, Elton John wrote a song called Rocket Man, and it was a great hit for him. And then...
No, I just jumped straight into... Yep, it's widely known one of the many things that William Shatner's done as, like, a crazy spoken word thing was Rocket Man. She goes, ah. I said, yeah, so there's a famous recording of him doing Rocket Man. She goes, I see. And this was a callback to that. I said, yes, indeed. She goes, ah.
They need to get him on Big Bang Theory before Shit My Dad Says gets canceled.
Why before?
While he's still under the CBS umbrella, they need to get him on. Just because William Shatner on Big Bang Theory makes sense.
Yes, it does. It makes all sorts of sense, especially if he's not playing William Shatner. I think they could have crazy times with that.
Crazy times?
The reason it came back off the TiVo, it seems like he's really the only funny thing on the show, which the two people from Mad TV... Will Sasso, and I cannot for the life of me remember the girl's name, are both really, really funny people, but it just seems like the characters are written as, like, you know, no, you absolutely cannot ever overshadow the dad. You can't ever outshine William Shatner. We always got to write you with the, you know, the more simpering, whatever, less funny but less biting lines. Oh, we lost Noah.
He has to poop.
Yep.
Noah's pooping, everybody.
I'm telling him to wipe it. Wipe it good. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. When a dookie comes along, you must dump it.
I'll tell you something I don't like. PayPal.
And why don't you like PayPal?
I went to order my Halloween costume for my wife via eBay, and you could only pay with PayPal. I couldn't just pay with a regular credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, all right, well, I have a PayPal set up for when I get paid for Cracked. That's how mm-hmm. they pay you, is via PayPal. So I'm like, all right, well, at least I have a PayPal account. We'll get this done. Boom. And it's like, it was like 7 to 12 business days for shipping. I'm like, well, it should still make it. So then I complete the transaction. And it goes, okay, this is going to take another 6 days to post to your account, and then they'll send the item out. I'm like, I did not factor in an extra 6 days, so now there's a chance it might not get here before Halloween.
Lovely.
And there's nothing I can do about it now. Because they're like, then it's – what annoying is that you can make these payments instant by adding a credit card. I'm like, all right, so I'll add a credit card. And even that took a day because it's like, okay, we sent something to your credit card. You'll have to look for this code. And I'm waiting. It's not there. And they're like, it may take a day or so. I'm like, yeah, I love this instant shit.
Yeah.
Finally, I get it. I'm like, all right, I confirm my credit card code. And now it won't let me make that payment instant. I can just make future payments instant. I'm like, well, then don't tell me I can make a payment instant on the payment that's not instant.
Yeah.
And so then I wrote the company directly. I'm like, listen, I know probably policy that you wait till these things clear, but I swear the money is coming, but this is a Halloween costume. I would like you to send it early. They didn't even write me back. I'm like, fuck, I hate these people.
Yeah, they can go die in a fire. Ah, yeah, when I was playing Borderlands last night, I was like, oh, my son's awake. I better go save this. So then I realized I had no idea how to save this game. I'm running around. I'm looking for, like, save points. I'm, like, talking to people, trying to figure out if they'll let me save the game, whatever. I stop the game, I click the little thing that says exit, and the little exit thing says, like, are you sure? I'm like, oh, no, I'm not sure, because I've been playing for hours, so I backed out. When you switch the I'm not sure screen from no to yes, and it defaults on no, when you switch it to yes, the words appear that say, your progress will be saved. Like, wow, that's information you really ought to display the whole time this screen is up, not have it appear... after I've already gone, yes, I really want to exit. Because the first time I saw that screen, when I was trying to figure out, like, oh, well, I can exit. Let's see if that saves. And I went exit. It's like, are you sure you want to exit? No, I'm not.
You're not sure.
Did you wipe?
Oh, I wiped.
Did you wipe it good?
I wiped it. That gets never been wiped before.
That's good.
It's never been wiped before? That's a little gross.
That's right. I like to let it build up.
Then you just get a chisel.
All right.
Get a nice little layer.
Yep. Little chisel, little hammer, just
little butt armor.
Knock it right off.
Little butt armor.
Oh, Jesus. Is that for Superman protection?
Yep.
That won't stop him.
even Superman has standards.
He has to be kryptonite.
Nicely done, sir.
Thank you. I was so happy when I thought of that.
Oh, weirdness. Oh, and the lines, except for the stuff that that Bill Shatner was saying, the lines on Shit My Dad Says,
uh-huh.
just weren't that funny, but they were cranking that fucking laugh track. Like, it's like, no, is this funny? We're going to hit you over the head with how funny it is.
What?
Like, oh,
genuine fun. Reaction from that canned laughter.
Yeah, that can was enjoying the shit out of that show.
Mm-hmm.
And
howdy.
And it just seemed like... He seemed like he was really genuinely delivering the lines, and like in a fairly good way, but at least reading Shit My Dad Says, it always seems like his dad is much more of like a gruff, grumpy asshole, where it just seems like Bill Shatner's like a dude without a filter.
Like I said, I'm fairly certain this show idea was in the can before they'd even read that guy's Twitter feed, and they're like, I know, we'll call it the same name as this Twitter feed.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Yeah,
about
I think
that.
You're right.
Could be. Could
Either
be.
That or they saw the Twitter feed name, saw how many followers it had, and went, quick, write a show.
No.
Should we read the feed? Nope, just write a show.
No.
Tim says no.
Tim's right about everything.
Tim is. Tim is always fucking right.
Every single day. Hey, hey.
That seems like a good note to go out on.
That is. Very positive. That's an upbeat Tim note. Not a beat up Tim note, which is other times that we go out.
Let's beat him up. Yum yum beat 'em up.
Noah, get your cock
yum,
out.
Yum yum beat 'em up.
Yum yum beat 'em up.
All right.
All right.
Good enough.
That makes no sense.
I mean, just barely, but good enough. All right. Well, that was quite a week.
W-E-A-K.
Yep. So good night, everybody. We'll be back next week. It'll be about the same as this week.
I'm going to go try and take some files off my broken laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Good luck with that.
How are you going to do that?
Oh, I need it. I'm going to get a USB, what do you call it, hard drive enclosure?
Enclosure, yes.
And then hook that into my new laptop.
So you're going to take out, you're going to pull the hard drive out of your old laptop?
No, I'm just going to plug in a hard drive enclosure with nothing in it. And then
see if it works.
Try some prayer.
Well, I wasn't sure if you were going to have someone else do it, or you were going to
bring over a priest. The power of Christ compels you to transfer. Whew, excuse me.
All right, well, good luck with that, sir.
No, thank you. Like I said, I'll need it.
Take luck. Care for it. Take all your luck and care for it.
Bye-bye, everyone.
All right, well, goodbye.
Congratulations, you actually made it through an episode of Tancast. If by some miracle you liked it, why not tell your friends so even more people can share in this? Or you could tell a stranger by leaving us a review at iTunes. You could also tell more strangers by going to our official Tancast store at cafepress.com/Tancast. You can find a link to it at Tancast.com, where you can also read our blogs, leave comments on this or any other episode, and you can find links to our Facebook fan page and our Twitter fan page. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who composed the official Tancast theme. Once again, we appreciate you putting up with our bullshit. We'll catch you next time on Tancast. Tancast.
Bless your little heart.
I've been sneezing quite a bit lately.
Are you allergic to awesome?
I don't think so, but you never know.
All right, then. You do never know. That's the problem.
I was never allergic to awesome before.
Oh. Oh, that's nice.
Did you just fucking come? What the hell, dude?
No, my jaw had just been aching. I think I was grinding my teeth last night or some shit. My jaw was really hurting.
Is this a thing?
Probably.